I want to highlight one little story this morning, because there's so many good stories about Jesus and how he started his ministry. And what was his first work? What was his first miracle? Anybody? Turning water into wine. And you know what? It was the best stuff. If you were going to go into a liquor store today, his would be high grade. But so that was the first miracle, and then that was the first working. And so we have many different stories of what Jesus did, and he called his disciples to follow him in that. But we have this story of the sower this morning, the parable of the sower. And so the story goes like this. As a large crowd was gathering, and people were flocking to Jesus from every town, he told them this parable. A parable is a story that builds on something familiar and delivers a moral or a principle. So a sower went out to sow seed. And as he was sowing seed, some fell along a path. And all on the path, it got trampled on. And the birds of the sky came and they ate the seed. Other seed that the sower threw, it fell on a rock. And it sprang up quickly, and then when the sun came up, it died just as quick because it lacked moisture. Other seed fell upon thorns, and it got mixed in with the thorns, and as the thorns grew, the seed grew and it got choked up. And then still other seed fell on good ground. And there the seed grew, and it sprang up, and it produced a crop of 100 times what was sown. And as Jesus said this, he called out, "Anyone who has ears to hear should listen." Remember that phrase. Because Jesus repeats that throughout. Anyone who has ears to hear should listen. He's saying, stop. Give me your undivided attention. This is important. Then Jesus could see that his disciples had questions in their eyes. They were like, what does this parable mean? So he said to them, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given for you to know, but to the rest it is in parables. So that looking they may not see and hearing they may not understand. You can imagine the disciples going, what? Like, don't you want them to know? But you're telling it in secret. But interesting, he says, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you. They've been given to you in the Bible, in story. But I tell story, parables, to those that don't know, so that they may not see and they may not understand. Well, what does this mean? The disciples would ask. Well, Jesus says the seed is the word of God. The seed along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes along and he snatches away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And the seeds on the rock are those that hear and they welcome the word with joy, but having no root, they believe for a while and they depart in a time of testing and trial. But as for the seed that fell among the thorns, those are the ones who they've heard. They go on their way, and they get choked by the worries of life, by the riches, by pleasures. They get enticed by the world, and they fail to produce mature fruit. Fruit that you can eat. And then Jesus said, but the seed that fell on good ground, these are the ones who, having heard the word with an honest and good heart, they hold on to it and they endure and they bear fruit. much like the disciples, you're probably going, ah, or what? Then Jesus said something else very interesting as he was teaching the disciples. He said, no one after lighting a lamp covers it with a basket or puts it under a bed, but they put it on a lampstand so that those who come may see the light. For nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing is hidden that won't be made known and come to light. Therefore, take care how you listen. For whoever has more will be given to him, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. Okay, so what is Jesus saying? How do you use your light? He's talking about, in this chapter, he's talking about faith. And he's talking about how you use your faith. And that faith is so important that it can get consumed and it can get taken away. And if your faith isn't developed, if you haven't chewed on it, if you haven't paid attention to it, if you haven't developed your faith, that it can die out. That you can be less of what Jesus wants you to be. And maybe not be productive. Because production, Jesus cares about. Just as much as Jesus cares about production, that means he has a purpose. He has an expectation for us. And that expectation is to live your purpose. And produce with that purpose. So Jesus, he uses a metaphor of a candle. And he says, a candle, what is its purpose? Anybody? What's the purpose of a candle? Give light. Awesome. Level two. A candle or a life is given for the purpose of giving light. A candle is given life. It is molded. It is made. It has a maker. It's not been purchased. It's not been earned. You can't buy it. God is the maker who has given one life, a gift from himself. You and I came and we heard the story. We heard what God was selling. And some of us have been drawn to accept. Hopefully most of us have. But it wasn't because of us, it's because of God. A person is to use their life for God in whatever place or position to be a benefit in this life and the kingdom to come. We had our grads up here, college, university, high school. You know, big stars in our eyes now, right? Life really begins. Well, don't forget that you have a responsibility to be a candle. Don't forget that, you know what? Faith is the most important thing that you have. Faith in God, love for God, and following Him. Life hasn't just begun now because you've graduated and you've moved on. You've actually just closed a chapter on a continuing journey as to what God has purposed for you and what vessel and how that may look. Not everybody is to be a pastor. Not everybody is to be a missionary. But everybody is to share Christ. Everybody is to be, like Scripture says, on mission with Christ. Wherever you are, with whoever you are, at whatever time that is. So a candle, you and I are a candle. Our life has been given to us for a purpose of giving light. But you know what? If I have a candle and I hold it up, it only functions if it's what? Lit. It has to be lit. A candle is no good if it's not lit, because its primary purpose is what? To give light. And if it doesn't give light, if it's not lit, it can't give light. You know, a candle can be used as some other things. They can be used to beautify stuff. They can be used, you can use the wax to fill holes and plug gaps, right? You can even encase bugs in them. It can be a stick-like object to poke and prod, to push or pull. Not a very good one at that. Or a candle can be simply an ornament that sits and attracts attention to itself. In all of these cases, the candle is helpful and useful, but has not met its primary function. And that is to what? Give light. That's the very purpose that it's been made for and that it's been formed for. And you and I are the candle of God. What is a life's purpose and primary function? As believers, as candles for God, we are to what? We are to love God and give Him glory through obedience to Christ. That's what we're called to do. That's who we're called to be. So a candle has to be lit. A candle is no good if it just sits there and is never pulled out and is never lit. It's just, it can look nice, but it doesn't fulfill its primary function. So, as Einstein would say, hey, it's obvious. A candle is made to give light. Jesus calls every man, woman, and child to himself. But one has to choose to be what? To be lit. You have to choose to be lit. And that means you and I have to respond to Jesus, and we say, yes, I will follow. It's not enough simply to say, I believe. We have to say, yes, I will follow you and choose to be lit. Jesus is the first and only what? Light. And we are the candle that is to be like Him. He is the one that lights us. He is the one that ignites us. He is the one that quickens us. But you have to be connected to the source. How is your light? Are we lit? Are we fulfilling our primary function and purpose? How's your wick? Does it look like Jesus? Does it sound like Jesus? Does it live like Jesus? Jesus said in John 8:12, he said, then Jesus again spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the what? The light of life. While you have the light, believe in the light so that you become what? Sons of light. So a candle has to be lit. It also has to be what? Jesus says, you don't hide it. Have you ever tried to hide a lit candle under your bed? Does it work? It probably does, but you might have a very hot spot. No person covers it or hides it under a bed, because if you do that, the candle loses its purpose. It becomes a mere decoration. It fills holes or burns down a place. It just becomes an ornament. Why was the candle made in the first place? To give light. And light gives what? Life. Light gives life. You hold life in your hands. You hold life in your mind. You hold life in your heart. And it's our responsibility to give life through our hands. You are the light to give life. It's not to be hid. It's not to be covered. This is why we're made. Why did you become lit in the first place? Hopefully, you've been lit. If not, you need to meet the one who lights. If the candle is not lit, it doesn't fulfill its prime purpose and function. Everything else is secondary and really has of little value. Mark 8:38, Jesus says this, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father and holy angels." So a candle has to be lit. It shouldn't be hid. And we get this picture that a candle is put up on a candlestick. And it's to be noticed, to stand out. Once lit, a believer of Christ is to burn and bring forth light. How brightly you shine depends on how closely you walk to the prime light. Is our wick, is our heart the same as Christ's? You know what? My wife and I, we are involved in a little bit in a candle business, so I know a little bit about candles. But did you know there is a difference in wicks and a difference in wax? And some stuff is really good and some stuff is really bad. If you go to the dollar store to buy a candle, guess what? That's a really bad candle. But if you go to, specialized candle store, they usually have really good candles. And a really good candle, a really good wick, will burn hot, it'll burn steady, it'll burn long, and it'll burn bright. And the key thing about a good candle that's made is that wick, when it's lit, will burn the wax evenly, really well. You know what? A lot of us are candles. We're all candles. And some of us are at a certain point of burning. Some of us still smoke a little bit. Some of us, you know what? Our wick isn't as good as God wants it to be yet, but we're working on it. But the key thing that God says to us is, I want you to burn. I want you to be light. And the more that you do that, the more you become like me, and the more your light will shine bright. So, do we want to be a candle? A candle's not hid. A candle is put forth, and it's noticed. You know what? A key thing about a healthy candle is what? That it's kept trimmed, ready, and healthy to burn. So that means you got to check yourself. You got to make sure that your wick is good. You need to be in the Bible. You need to be in Scripture. You need to be praying. You need to have accountability. You need to have a relationship with others. And that keeps a good candle, a good wick. It's healthy. And you know about the wax? What's the key thing about the wax? You could probably just have a string and that we could call it a candle. But it would be less of a candle for some reason, right? But that wax, you know the thing about the wax? Is it gives an aroma when it's burned. When it's living for Christ, it gives off an aroma that should be fragrant and pleasing to the nose, that you can see. Some candles, like mandels, you know, have funny aromas that they're given. You know, have you ever gone into a store and smelt all the candles? We do that all the time. And you go, oh, that was great. Oh, that was, oh, that's terrible. An unhealthy Christian, an unhealthy believer, smells like that bad candle. And instead of attracting people, you repel people. That's why your wick has to be good. Your wax has to be awesome. So keep it in check. A candle is to be seen by all who enter. Right? It's put on a pedestal, and it was to be seen. It wasn't supposed to be inconspicuous because you had to see with it. And so it was put in a place that it could be seen. The purpose of a lighted candle is to give light and to be seen. Is our light seen? Jesus says again to the disciples, he says, "You are the light of the world. If a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, But they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5, 14, 16. You know what? Our world is not so good. But if you and I are not being the light of Jesus, then our world will get worse. We are to push back the darkness. We are to be seen. So if we're to be seen, what's that mean? In this passage, in this parable, we have these words actually from 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. You get what Peter said? He said, get ready to give a defense. My question is, why are we to be ready to give a defense? Because you're shining your light. Or you should be shining your light. If you're not shining your light, you have no need for a defense. Because you're not creating offense. Do we have a need of a defense? We should have. We should have a reason for the hope that we have in Christ. And we should be sharing that, speaking that. A candle is to be seen by all who enter. And in the rest of that parable, in the rest of that story, Jesus says, you know what? Everything that is hidden will be made light of, will come out in the wash. It's not possible to hide. We try to hide things. We try to keep secrets from the light. We have sin, we have shame, we have, you know, talents and abilities that maybe we don't want people to know about, because instead of living maybe with ease and complacency, living for ourselves, they might ask us to sacrifice and meet needs of the suffering world. Jesus has given us those talents and abilities to do such a thing, to live for the world. Not to live for the world, like I said that, but to live in the world, transforming the world. Final thing that Jesus talks about there that we bring to light is, he says this, he says, take care how you hear. How do you hear? You know, some of us, when we get older, we have hearing aids to help us hear. It's very important, right? How many of you would like to go through life without hearing? Maybe when you're in trouble with your wife or your spouse, just turn that down. I think I'd like that. But you know what? We have hearing aids that have been made because it's important for us to hear. And God says, yes. Jesus says, yes, it's important for you to hear this. So hear what I'm saying. What one hears, and when you hear it, you must use it. And if you don't use it, then you know what? God will take even what you have away. But those who hear and do what I say will be rewarded. It's the law of nature, isn't it? The early bird gets the worm, right? The law of men, energy, effort, production, and faithfulness results in what? Accolades, promotion, hopefully pay. But those that don't do the job, what happens to them? They lose. And the law of God is this: if you hear and do, reward. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for what? They shall be satisfied. Matthew 5, 6. He says in Matthew 6, 33, he says, but seek first his what? His kingdom. And what? His righteousness. And he says, what? All these other things that you're worried about, they'll be added to you. Because the Father knows what you need. And he says, I'll take care of those things as long as I'm number one in your life. As long as I'm the number one light that you're looking to. So who are you listening to? Are you and I listening to God? Are we obeying his word and his voice? Is our candle lit and burning? Faith requires action and a lit and burning candle. This is an encouragement that Jesus uses in this passage to us. He says, you have a purpose and you have a function. Don't forget about it. Be a candle. Be lit. Be usable. Be moldable.